to another episode of the Men in Tights podcast. I've been off for, I'll say, a week now, but I am back. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, those of you who celebrated, and those of you who participated in the Black Friday madness. Hope you all got some good shit. As always, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, CastBox, Radio Public, YouTube, wherever else this is available. I don't know, I haven't checked. And follow me on Twitter at IamFostitute for all future podcast information. And what is this episode all about? Well, I mean, y'all see it in the title, you'll see it in the thumbnail. And this episode is all about the Snyder Cut of Justice League, the true version of Justice League that we were supposed to have gotten just over 2 years ago. And a lot has come out since the last time I did a full Snyder Cut episode of this podcast. And, well, I mean, had quite a few people who worked on the film that have become more vocal in recent months with their support for the film. Of course, you know, Ray Fisher has always been very vocal in his support of the film. And more recently, Jason Momoa has started to become very, very much more vocal, which, you know, then we had the campaign that happened back in November. It was the week leading up to what was the second anniversary of the theatrical release of Justice League, or Justice League, if you prefer to call it that, and kind of jump-started when Jason Momoa on his Instagram posted a never-before-seen photo of him with his mother's trident, stabbing Steppenwolf. And in the far background, we see a CGI pre-visual boom tube, or what is believed to be a boom tube. And what that did was, well, as Dave the Film Junkie put it, that kicked the door down and got momentum going for a lot of us. Because that image went all over Twitter, all over Instagram, all over Vero, if you're on Vero, and Facebook as well, you know, or at least some of the pages I follow on Facebook. And yeah, it got a lot of people talking because they'd never seen that image before. And a lot of people speculated because that was in the image that Zack Snyder had shared a few months back, that it was a pre-viz image of Wonder Woman chopping off Steppenwolf's head as he was floating into the boom tube. And people were speculating and asking him on Vero, how, because in the background of the Aquaman photo, Wonder Woman is very far away from, so it was a little bit of a ways for her to have ran up and chopped his head off before hitting the boom tube. And he responded saying, you would need a super punch to get Steppenwolf that far off for Wonder Woman. And then following that comment from Snyder on Twitter, we had Jay Oliva, or Oliva, however it's pronounced, I don't know for sure. He shared a concept photo, or what's believed to be a concept photo from Justice League of Superman punching Steppenwolf, which we assume would be him punching Steppenwolf into the distance so that Wonder Woman could be there to chop his head off. And, you know, of course, that's another one that got shared all over social media. And then the following week, where, again, people in the Snyder Cut community and fandom and members of the campaign or movement, whatever you prefer to call it, for that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we celebrated each character from the Justice League. Monday was Wonder Woman, then Tuesday was The Flash, Wednesday was, I believe, Cyborg, then Thursday was Aquaman, and Friday was Batman. And each day, everyone posted a picture of that character from the movie, including Zack Snyder himself, which was very just interesting, because if people were looking at it like, huh, because, you know, this day was for Flash, he posted pictures of Flash with, or Barry Allen, rather, with Iris West, which, you know, was a deleted scene from Justice League, then a deleted image with Ray Fisher Cyborg, Victor Stone, posted a never-before-seen image with Jason Momoa, Arthur Curry, Aquaman, and then shared an image of Batman on that Friday. But also that same Friday, which another one that got people talking, was a never-before-seen image of Superman, which, more many of us speculate is from the real intro for Justice League, where it's when he dies at the end of Batman vs Superman, because, if you remember from the beginning of BVS, it's the ending of Man of Steel from the perspective of Bruce Wayne. So the beginning of Justice League would have been the ending of BVS from someone else's perspective. So what the image was a previs image of Doomsday with Superman in his hands, and you see the stab wound in Superman's chest, and written on the photo it says, "He has yet to rise." And yeah, that made everyone flip out, including myself. And then Saturday was, for the community, we celebrated by having a watch-a-thon, or marathon, or whatever you want to call it. I keep saying that a lot on this one. It's only been 6 minutes in. We all watched Batman vs. Superman Ultimate Edition all throughout the day. And you know how much I love that movie. I talk so highly of it so many times on this podcast. And then that Sunday is when we took to social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, especially on Twitter, promoting the hashtag of Release the Snyder Cut, and we were doing pretty good, getting some good momentum, the analytics were picking up, but then a couple of surprises came along the way for that. We had tweet from Ray Fisher where he shared a never before seen photo of him as Victor Stone with the Gotham football uniform from the deleted backstory to Victor Stone that we were supposed to get, because remember he was going to be the heart of the league, he was going to be the heart of the movie until Warner Brothers fucked that up. But then what really kicked the momentum going was Gal Gadot herself, Wonder Woman herself, posted on her Instagram, on her Twitter, and on her Facebook, a never-before-seen photo of Wonder Woman from Justice League with the hashtag Release the Snyder Cut. And that got everyone flipping out even more, like, holy shit. Gal actually tweeted the hashtag, holy shit. And we were all getting excited, getting excited for it. And then the one that really got it going, and I have no shame in admitting that I did tear up just a little bit because it was like, holy shit, he really did it. It was Ben Affleck tweeting out the hashtag Release the Snyder Cut. That one made everyone shit their pants. It broke Twitter for a little while. It was awesome. And yeah, I was excited. I did genuinely tear up because, again, it was like, oh shit, and it's getting really real now. And then the cherry on top of all that was Zack Snyder himself going onto Twitter and retweeting Gal. And retweeting Ben Affleck, saying, Amazon, warrior can't be wrong, and neither can Batman. Paraphrasing, I don't remember exactly what he said. And other people started chiming in. Actors from Man of Steel started chiming in, saying to release the Snyder Cut. Like, one of them was, can't remember her name off the top of my head, but the one who was with General Swanwick at the end of Man of Steel, where she said that she thinks he's kind of hot, she posted the release of Snyder Cut, with the cute little caption like "Release of Snyder Cut because we know it's kind of hot." And then David Ayer, director of Suicide Squad, he tweeted out "Release of Snyder Cut." And a lot of other people, Lindendorf, the one behind the Watchmen on HBO, he tweeted out "Release of Snyder Cut." And it's just, it kept on going and going, and then throughout the weeks and days after that, like, we had Josh Trank, who was director of the 2015 Fantastic Four, who he got dicked out of his own movie as well. He posted Release the Snyder Cut. Rob Liefeld, creator of Deadpool, he's been very vocal for the Snyder Cut, and his support for the Snyder Cut as well. It's just it keeps on going and going. And Derrickson, the one who's director of the Doctor Strange, and he's going to direct the second Doctor Strange movie, he's been retweeting and released the Snyder Cut. Hell, even Ryan Reynolds, wrote release the Snyder Cut. And it was a joke tweet, because he said something. He said, "I thought release the Snyder Cut is what you shout out when you're making love," which just, that's such a Ryan Reynolds thing to say. But it got us all excited, and it was awesome, because, Deadpool was voicing his support, Just, yeah, just the so many people in the community, people that have worked with Snyder and Fabian Wagner, who was the cinematographer for Justice League. He's been posting a lot of behind the scenes images as well. And you know, Jason Momoa promoting his, you know, his Apple TV show. I think it's called C, is what it's called. That he's been, you know, talking about the Snyder Cut during press interviews that he's done, where he's talking about how he's seen the Snyder Cut. You know, the guy from MTV interviewing him, he said, you know, like, no, it's an unfinished product, right? You know, it's, the scenes are put together, but the visual effects aren't there. And he says, oh, you think Zack couldn't finish it? And then, you know, and Zack, he's been, you know, again, posting more and more about the, you know, the more images from the Snyder Cut on his Vero, which, you know, again, if you're not on Vero, his account on Vero is, if you love his movies, he loves posting images from his movies. It's cool. Oh, and Batista, Dave Batista, who worked on Army of the Dead with Zack Snyder, he tweeted out release the Snyder Cut as well, which that was awesome. I love that. And he insinuated that he may or may not have seen it. He said, I'm not saying that I've seen it, but I'm not saying that I haven't seen it. And I put like a, you know, like a little suspicious face like emoji. Which kind of makes everyone think like, yep, he's seen it. and then the one, as you saw in the thumbnail, the most recent picture that Zack Snyder tweeted out, or not tweeted, but posted on his Vero, that it says, is it real? Does it exist? Of course it does. And behind those words, you see the film reels of Justice League, where it literally says on the thing, ZS, Zack Snyder, JL, Justice League, director's cut, running time, 2:14, 3 hours, 34 minutes. Which, you know, I know some of the people on Twitter are going like, oh, well, we been know that, we already know that. Yeah, we knew that, but not everyone, people who aren't within our little community are not completely aware of all this stuff. And with Zack Snyder posting out that, of course it exists, you know, somebody asked him something, I can't remember what they said, but I remember his response was basically, I'm tired of people saying it's not real, that I'm tired of people saying that it doesn't exist. Which, I mean, hey, I'm tired of it too, because we know that it does exist. Principal photography ended in late, in like autumn 2016, basically, that's, yeah, 2016, and he was in the post production until spring of 2017, so he was very, very far into it, where the film would be at least 85% to 90% complete as far as visual effects go. And Junkie XL saying that he has his complete score for Justice League, which I would very much love to hear, because him and Hans Zimmer have composed brilliant scores for some of these movies. You know, like Tornado Dark Fate, I haven't seen it yet, but Junkie XL, he did the score for that, and it's a great score. His score for Alita Battle Angel was beautiful, such a beautiful score. The score he did for Mad Max Fury Road is a great score as well. What else? Sorry, it's just, again, it's just so much that's happened in the last month, with all the new stuff coming out for Justice League. And then Chris Terrio, who co-wrote the script for Justice League, he was saying that he can't say anything right now because he's right now busy promoting Rise of the Skywalker, which he co-wrote with J.J. Abrams, which will be coming out in 2 weeks from the day that this podcast goes live, which I will be seeing it opening weekend as my little birthday present to myself, because, you know, y'all know I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I will have my spoiler review off for that up as soon as I can get it up when I do see it, and I will have my Star Wars rankings after I see Rise of Skywalker, because I wanted to, since this is going to be the last Star Wars movie that we're going to get for a few years, I'm going to rank all the Star Wars movies after Rise of Skywalker, so expect that one to come in January. Anyways, back on topic with the Snyder Cut. And a lot of people are speculating, and it's a very fair speculation, that The reason Snyder decided to post his It Exists photo is because some of the recent interviews that Henry Cavill has been doing, or War One in particular, promoting The Witcher, coming soon to Netflix, where he says that he's not sure if there is a Snyder Cut, you know, a Snyder Cut that exists, because he hasn't seen it, which that has gotten a lot of fans upset, because they're twisting it as in, oh, he never trusted Snyder, he hates Snyder, blah blah blah, he's a traitor, and all this other good shit. Which, I mean, you can't, but like, again, kind of going with Dave the Film Junkie's, like, because that was the other thing, on November 17th, everyone was waiting for Henry to say something about him releasing the Snyder Cut, but it's just, you know, like Film Junkie says, like, he's in a tough spot with regards to being able to play Superman again, because Ben Affleck, he's out as Batman, so he can say whatever he wants, you know, that doesn't break any NDAs. Gal Gadot, she has her Wonder Woman movie locked. Trailer's coming out, you know, this week, you know, or probably it's going to be out by the time this is live. Actually, no, it's coming out Sunday in the 8th. Forgot the Brazilian Comic Con that's going on. Her movie's coming out next June. You know, she has her thing locked. Aquaman 2, Jason Momoa, he has that locked. It's coming out in a couple of years. He's good. Ezra Miller, he doesn't have social media, but, you know, I'm sure he wants the Snyder Cut to come out. He's very, very much into playing The Flash. Ray Fisher, I mean, he's pretty much done as Cyborg as of right now, which sucks. So he has no qualms about being as vocal as possible with, you know, releasing Snyder Cut. But Henry, because he doesn't have his Superman sequel secure, he's in a tough spot where he can't vocally support the release of the movie. Because, you know, whenever it does come out, because again, at this point, it's no longer about if it'll come out, it's about when it's going to come out. Because it exists, we know that. You know, everything that Zack Snyder posts, including the image that he shared today, I'm recording this Wednesday night on the 4th, by the way, where he spoke about, again, posting that image, saying that it does exist, of course it exists, showing his film reels of the movie. It's like, yeah, it's not a question of if does it exist, it's not a question of if we're going to get to see it, it's a question of when we get to see it. And Cavill, because he doesn't have his, he's not his, he wants to continue playing Superman. He's been very vocal about that. So, but until he can get that, he might not, he's as of right now, he's not going to be so vocal supporting the Snyder Cut. I know that sucks to hear, but we have to be realistic. You know, yes, Zack Snyder gave him his big break with Man of Steel. He loves Man of Steel. He has nothing bad to say about doing Man of Steel. He loves Man of Steel, and he wants to jump off from Man of Steel to do more with more Superman stories. You know, because he loves the character, he loves playing him. You know, like the Men's Health interview that he did. He said Man of Steel was perfect, never wouldn't change anything. Batman vs. Superman was more of a Batman movie. You know, it is what it is. And then for Justice League, he said it didn't work. Most likely meaning the theatrical cut. And then with the Snyder Cut, yeah, in the interview, one of the interviews he did for The Witcher, he said that I don't know that a Snyder Cut exists. Which, you can't really get mad at him for that, because again, he's in a tricky spot with, he wants to continue playing Superman, but Warner Brothers has no plans for Superman right now. You know, at least for the movies, because we got all the Superman coming to the Crisis on Infinite Earths, you know, crossover this month. Which I am very much looking forward to that, especially seeing Brandon Routh as Superman. You know, because all everything I've seen of that so far, he looks great. But it's just, you know, we got the momentum going. We lit the fire on social media. You know, we got people talking. You know, we have Forbes writing about the Snyder Cut. We have Variety. Yahoo, you know, homepage. You know, we were, you know, trending like almost a million, you know, on, you know, number one trending, almost a million tweets on Twitter. So many publications writing positively about the Snyder Cut campaign. We still got those couple of people that are being very tribal about it. That's really annoying, and I hate when people do that. Like I spoke about that on my fandom problem podcast from a few weeks ago, that I hate the tribalism within the fandoms. Because that's what creates that image of what these bloggers like to call toxic fandoms. And with being very petty when people still want to say, like, oh, not so much saying that it doesn't exist, just that we're not going to get to see it. Ignore them. Ignore them. Let's enjoy what we have. Let's enjoy the momentum that we have now, because we lit the fire under Warner Brothers' ass. They're looking. They're seeing the numbers grow with the hashtag. They're seeing the momentum that it's getting. They see the publicity that it's getting. And we have, the support of people that had nothing to do with the movie. Like, we have Kevin Smith supporting the release of Snyder Cut. Rob Liefeld supporting the release of Snyder Cut. Dave Bautista. Junkie XL even, gave a little tweet about the Snyder Cut. Scott Derrickson supporting it. Josh Trank supporting it. David Ayer supporting it. So many people vocally supporting its release. If at the very least, just to, so that Snyder can have his vision realized, it's just, can we just, again, can we just enjoy the moment that we are in with the positive light on the Snyder Cut that we are finally starting to get? We are seeing that light at the end of the tunnel growing, and it's growing more and more. The more we tweet, every time Zach posts something, let's tweet it out, get the hashtag trending as much as we can. It's just, because Warner Brothers, they're paying attention. Like JL even said, the changes that came to Justice League was because Warner Brothers was paying attention to the reaction on social media towards Batman vs. Superman. So if the looking at social media changed what Justice League would become because of the reaction to Batman vs. Superman, why is it so hard to believe that Warner Brothers paying attention to the reaction to hashtag release the Snyder Cut? Why do you think that they wouldn't be looking at that and thinking, huh, we got something here? And most people are speculating that the Snyder Cut, whenever that will be in a complete enough form to be released, it's gonna most likely be on HBO Max when that comes out. Probably won't come out right away when it launches next spring. But at this point, it is very much a possibility that HBO Max is gonna be where we see the Snyder Cut released. Which I have no problem with that. I mean, I'm willing to pay for the service to get the Snyder Cut, because whether people liked, Man of Steel or Batman vs. Superman or whatever, the curiosity, at the very least, the curiosity in watching the true 3.5 hour Snyder Cut of Justice League being released on HBO Max, that would get a lot of people to purchase that service just to watch that movie. And Warner Brothers would be swimming in all the money that comes from that. It's a smart business move if they were to do that. Because I've seen a lot of people that, even the people who didn't like Batman vs. Superman, but they liked Man of Steel, thought it was good. Not that it was great, they thought that it was good. Hated Batman vs. Superman. Hated Justice League. They want to see the Snyder Cut as well. I've met a lot of people that want that. Spoken to a lot of friends who want to see the Snyder Cut. They might not be as passionate about it as I am, but they want to see it. Again, if nothing else, but out of sheer curiosity. Just like I'm curious to see what the original cut of Dark Phoenix would have been before they changed everything to what we got in theaters earlier this year. Just like I'm curious to see the original cut of Fantastic Four from 2015, before that got changed to what was released. So many of these movies that get changed by the studios because they go into panic mode and don't know what to do. So yeah, if nothing else, curiosity from the general audience, the general public, to see the movie, I say it's more than enough for that. But it's all up to Warner Brothers, as Zack Snyder himself said. It's up to them, to release it. Because yeah, he's the director, it is his film, but he doesn't own the distribution rights for it. He can screen it for family and friends in his home. As far as I know, there's no law against him this having a screening with for his family and friends. But he can't show it publicly, in a commercial release without the legal backing of Warner Brothers. Although, according to some of the comments on Vero, maybe another director's cut event, could be in store. And that is gonna do it for this edition of the Minutize Podcast. My, hashtag release the Snyder Cut Part 11. As you can see from the title, I titled this one "Zack Snyder is not fucking around anymore," because he is not. And I hope you all enjoyed listening to me talking about the Snyder Cut for the last 25 minutes. Hope you liked what I had to say. Hope you, and if you didn't like what I had to say, hope you just enjoyed tuning in anyways. And make sure you tune in to my podcast next week, because I'll be doing my tables, ladders, and chairs predictions, which is funny because as of right now, again, I'm recording this Wednesday evening, as of right now, there are no matches officially announced for the pay-per-view. But we shall see how that works out, because, Survivor Series didn't have a lot of stuff announced either. But, it is what it is. But yeah, make sure you check that one out, and it'll be a lot of fun. And also, this time, I definitely will have my pay-per-view recap the following week as well. And then I'll be following that up on the December 28th with the Classic Wrestling pay-per-views for WCW Starrcade 1997. And then I'll be closing the year with a special edition of Worst to Best, ranking what I believe to be the best films of the decade from 2010 to 2019. Hope you all will enjoy that one. And my first podcast of 2020 will be my most anticipated films of 2020. Hope you will enjoy that one. And also make sure you check out my other retro film reviews on here, my other worst to best ranking, my other classic wrestling pay-per-views, other film reviews, and other regular podcast episodes, all found here in the archives on this channel. And as always, as I always say at the beginning and at the end of this podcast, make sure you subscribe to the Minutize Podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, Castbox, Radio Public, YouTube, wherever else you can find this podcast. Follow me on Twitter @IamFozitude for all podcast updates. Follow me on Instagram @Fozitude for all the fun photos and memes that I post. Follow me on Vero for everything else that I post. Support the podcast by donating to my Hall of Justice on Patreon for only $5 a month. The link to that is in the description to this podcast. And check out the official Minutize podcast store for shirts, stickers, wall art. That link will be in the description as well. As always, thank you all so much for tuning in, for subscribing, for listening, for watching if you're on YouTube. I love and appreciate every single one of you who do. I truly and genuinely do. I hope you all enjoy your weekend. And you spend it with your loved ones if you can. If you have to work, you have fun coworkers that you can hang out with. This has been the Men in Tights Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see you all next time.